Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Rider Club Radio, the
99th. Oh, I'm scared now.
Jesus Christ, it's next episode. What if nothing happens?
Oh,
wouldn't
shit.
That be crazy?
Oh boy.
I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And we've done this for a really, really long time.
Far, far too long.
I can't believe anybody still listens to this, honestly. It's like every fucking week.
I think we said the same thing after episode 50. We were like, hot damn, we're still at it.
Yeah, why does anyone listen to this? This is just the worst.
I don't know, we should pose that question.
Yeah, we'll pose it near the end of the show then.
Okay. Do you want to
I won't remember it.
Do you want to hear about the show we watched this week?
Yeah, I don't know what happened on it, even though I watched it myself. Tell me.
Then it's a good thing you got me here. What's gonna set you straight? I'll tell you the plot. So this week, on X-Aid, Dr. Kyotaro comes out to the world, and he says, hey everyone, he tells them all about the Bugster virus, and we get a little recap montage about the Bugsters and the CR and the Riders and all that. But it's thankfully quickly. The recap and clips are over quickly, unlike a certain other show there this week. Turns out Embu is out of pediatrics, thank Christ, and he's now learning how to do surgery. He's learning how to do surgery, but he's distracted by the death of Kyria. He can't get over it. And Brave keeps, you know, rebuking him for it and saying, yeah, you can't do this. You can't keep being distracted. You gotta focus on your work. You gotta save lives here.
He's not like that. He's mostly just like, when are you going to get over your fucking friend dying right in front of you in your arms, you pussy bitch?
But his point is that it interferes with his work. His work of saving lives.
Yeah, he's using that as a convenient excuse to fail Emu, because he would do it anyway. You know he would.
I don't think you're giving this guy enough credit, you know?
What a fucking shit heel.
He's a great man. So there's a famous surgeon, and he's sick. And he's sick, and they're like, well, we'll save you, dude. And he's like, don't worry about me. You don't have to save me, because I have stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
You spoiled the secret!
Well,
we weren't at that point in the episode
yet. I condense things, okay? I condense things. That's what I do. He has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He's going to die anyway. Now he's also sick with the Bugster virus on top of it. The dude, God really doesn't give a shit. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck about the Bugster virus at all. He's like, fuck it, it's gonna take me a little quicker, so I'll just lie down here and you guys don't worry about it.
But what, am I just gonna die more?
Yeah, what are they gonna do, kill me twice? So Emu and Hiro, they go to fight the Bugster. It's a wizard Bugster. It's that wizard Bugster again, but he's more white this time. And he can freeze you in place, he's super strong. So they go to fight him.
He's got a lot of cool spells.
Yeah, the guy, he's a resourceful wizard. They fight him, and Genmu shows up in the level, and Genmu starts kicking their asses, but then Emu says, Genmu, oh, I'm so fucking pissed off at you! And he turns into Dragonite Hunter Z, but he can't control it. So he ends up flailing around like a moron, Genmu kicks his ass, and they run off, because they're idiots. And
Liam,
Braves, what?
Did you just say Dragonite Hunter Z?
Sorry.
Well, look at this fucking American in here.
Dragonite Hunter Zed. They run off, and Brave says, see, you did it. Y'all was so mad about Kyria, you ruined the whole operation. Emu, you suck. I'm taking your Gashats away. They're mine now. He takes them all, and he goes home. He says, you're not riding anymore until you get over this shit. I need you to go to grief counseling, and then I'll give you your Gashats back.
You're not riding.
No more riding for you. No more riding until you eat your vegetables. So Emu's pissed off. He's upset. And meanwhile, this whole time, this happened last episode too, but I didn't mention it. There's a really, really trendy girl who looks like she stepped on a landmine in a Hot Topic. And she comes to Snipe and
Spencer's
says,
Gifts. Spencer's Gifts.
Okay, let's be fair. Yeah, Spencer's Gifts. She comes to Snipe and says, hey, Snipe, you want to beat up M for me, the genius gamer M? I imagine she's like a rival gamer or something, and she's like pestering Snipe to try and kick his ass for her, and Snipe wants her to fuck off, but for some reason doesn't just kick her out. He indulges her.
She's a girl.
Yeah, oh, she's a cute girl. Snipe's like 29.
You can't just punch her in the face or anything.
No, you could just grab her and push her out.
Wow, violence against women.
Is that too risque for modern TV?
I don't know. Her character seems pretty superfluous at this point. Well, hopefully something comes up with her.
They're just setting her up. She's obviously got a deal that they're hiding. They'll throw it out later.
Maybe she's a bugster.
Probably not. That'd be dumb, but maybe.
That wouldn't be dumb. Fuck you. That'd be great.
I really want, because we don't learn a lot. Let's talk. We can talk about this fucking later. I gotta do my summary first.
Your summary's stupid. No one cares.
Everyone needs it. Everybody needs it. So Genmu...
You're important. Go ahead.
Genmu and Parod. He's Parod now, and I know why, but it's kind of a spoiler. He's
a parody.
No, he's because he's... Well, it'll come up way later.
Because he's a parrot.
That's it. He's a parrot. Emu and Parod are hanging...
I'm so smart.
Dan and Parod are hanging out at the abandoned bowling alley where their base is now. And Dan says, I got this new gachet. It's a really amazing. It's like two gachets. It's the largest, thickest gachet I've ever made. And we can use it. We need like a thing to put it in. And if a person tries to use it, it'll flood them with the bugster virus. So we don't need to worry about the riders getting it. And Parrot says, oh, really? If a person uses it, it kills them with bugsters, eh? So he hands it to Emu. He says, hey, Emu, wouldn't it be fun if you used this?
You're skipping so much.
I know.
First off, Emu is trying to decide whether he wants to continue being a doctor or not anymore, because he's surrounded by death.
Yes.
And he's tired of it. And Parrot comes up and he's like, yo, maybe you shouldn't be a doctor anymore, you little punk bitch. Maybe you can't deal with it. And Emu's like, maybe I can't deal with it. But then Parrot's like, well, anyway, here's this fucking gachet. It totally won't kill you. Use it.
Use it to beat my friend. And Emu's like, gee, Parrot, why are you giving me this? And Parrot says, see ya. Disappears.
Gee, it sure was nice of Parrot to give me this free gachet.
Well, I better use
Golly
it.
Golly
right
willikers!
I better use it in the next fight scene. So while Brave is at a cafe, he's at a patissiere, eating his cake. The wizard finds him. They get into a fight.
He's eating three cakes, to be fair.
Three cakes.
Three fucking cakes.
The wizard, he's got to replenish his sugar levels. They get into a fight. They go to a forest.
Is he diabetic?
I don't know. Maybe.
He's gonna be if he keeps eating three cakes.
He expends the sugar when he's fighting, okay?
Whatever.
That's the point. They go to a forest and they fight, and Dan appears. They fight. And then Emu appears, and he says, I'll take this Dan
character.
You
said that so dramatically. Dan appears!
Fight. And Emu appears, and he says, I'll take this dangerous zombies character on. He says, I have this new gachet, and he puts it in, and he can withstand the bugsters, surprisingly.
The bugsters all explode or whatever out of him. But then, something about his DNA happens. Dun-dun-dun!
His DNA gets turned teal and orange, and then he turns into a teal and orange rider, and he kicks Genmu's ass as his roly-poly level 1 form. And then
was hilarious.
And then he turns level XX, level double X, and that's the end of the episode. So, Jeff, what did you think of Kamen Rider X8 episode 13?
I liked it.
I liked it, too.
I thought it's a great ramp-up to shit getting realer. I love that Emu's facing real consequences that he had no idea he was getting into at the beginning. Like, fucking people are dying. He has to decide whether he can deal with constant death in his life.
I like that it's starting to get a little more grounded, the show. What I was astonished by, more than anything, is a character has a deadly illness and it's not Japan disease. They actually name it. It's a real disease. It's just
how
pain.
Fucking, like, funny was that scene, though, when, like, they're like, why don't you want us to defeat the video game character and heal your video game disease? He's like, I got fucking cancer.
I'm already going to die. It's inoperable. My pancreas is exploding.
Emu and Asuna are just kind of like,
You get to see these fantastical characters getting all awkward because someone just told them they have cancer. It's weird, but it kind of, I liked it.
It was poignant. It was a lot more poignant than I have inoperable Japan's disease.
It feels a little more, like in a show that's all about medicine and doctors and stuff like that, I feel like they should be using real diseases instead of being really vague and saying, I have a disease that'll kill me.
I feel like it was I feel like it was necessary in this episode, because the beginning of it starts with a guy giving a report on national television about how video games are going to jump out of your body and beat you up and kill all your friends.
But don't panic.
And, like, everybody in the audience is just like, oh my god, video games are going to kill us.
Wow, that's
for
insane.
For real. And nobody's like, is this, like, April Fool's Day practical joke?
Nope. It's because of the whole incident with what's-his-mahoozum.
Graphite.
It's
Graphito.
The whole game sickness is kind of spreading. News about it is spreading, so they can't keep it under wraps anymore. I get that.
Yeah, I get it, too. It's just, I feel like there should be at least a couple skeptics who are like, what?
Maybe there are.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
We just didn't see them. Maybe there'll be one in an episode. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a one-off character who's like, I don't believe in this game
sickness.
Maybe
they'll get the game sickness and they'll still won't believe in it until a meatball monster hops out of their body.
I don't believe in this game sickness. This is just good old-fashioned pancreatic cancer. Don't try to trick me.
You know what would suck, Dick?
What?
Is if in the next episode they defeat the Bugster or whatever, and the dude's like, oh, wow, it seems like my pancreatic cancer has gone away.
That, no, there's
thanks,
no way.
Thanks, Kamen Rider X-Aid.
What I think it's gonna be and why I love this episode is it seems like his arc is accepting that he's gonna be touching a lot of death in his profession. That's the thing. So I think what it's gonna be is, they're not going to fix the cancer, obviously. They're not going to fix the stage 4 inoperable cancer. They're just going to accept it. That's Amu's arc. They're just going to accept that sometimes people are going to die. And that's how it is.
Why doesn't he just Rider kick the pancreatic cancer?
You could give him a Rider kick right in the pancreas.
Yeah. That'll fix the problem one way or another.
It might be a bit of a mess, but
I'm glad to see Snipe doing something. I guess I'm thankful for Spencer's Gifts Kid, because Snipe has a plot again.
Yeah,
I mean, Brave already has a plot in that he's trying to man Emu up. He's like, what's a good example? Well, he's like how fucking Kabuto treated Gatak.
Yeah, kind of.
He's trying to, like, show him the real world or whatever. Except Emu will turn out to be right in the end, and Brave will eat shit.
Yeah, it's a shame. But it's him trying to push his ideology on Emu, which is a sort of interesting dynamic for them to take at this point in the show. I feel like,
and it seems like he cares about him a little bit now, because he goes out of his way to rescue him, and he's all, like, concerned about him.
Yeah, when Dan the Dangerous Zombie does his final attack on him, he jumps and pulls him out of the way. So maybe he's
Dan
just
Dastardly.
Dan Dastardly.
Dan Dastardly Zombie.
They're forming some kind of respect for each other, I think. I feel like the show is, it's too early to say, but I feel like the show is kind of narratively taking a turn since Kiria died. I was really hyped. I know it's kind of a weird thing to get hyped over, but when Brave sat down at the bakery and started eating cake, I was like, oh shit, are we gonna get a Kuga scene where, like, it's just a character eating a cake and we learn a little bit about who they are?
No, he gets attacked by a monster mash.
No, and then the wizard showed up, so I was a little disappointed in that, but I'm holding out hope that maybe we can get a scene like that.
I mean, there was a scene where Brave was on a boat and he was thinking about how his girlfriend died.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That was a real scene.
That was good. It was just, there's a different quality. I guess watching old Rider series alongside current Rider series, it's a lot more stark. But there's a kind of different quality between those old shows and the new ones.
You know what hasn't happened in a long time?
What?
The genius gamer M playing a video game.
That's another thing that I'm kind of, what I like about that girl, is because we don't really know much about his life as M and how he got that title and what tournaments he won or something. So I'm kind of interested. I hope she kind of sheds a bit of light on that.
I agree.
Well, I want to see him win
in the first episode. He played a video game. I don't think he's played one since.
He plays, you know what, Jeff? He's playing a game every time he's transforming. He's playing the game
Fuck
Life
you.
And Death.
You know that's not what I mean.
He's playing the most dangerous game.
He's hunting humans?
God, I wish. This isn't Amazon's, unfortunately, but
It's like, he hasn't played his fucking Wonderswan in, like, 10 episodes.
Yeah, I know. It's
Parrot
no time.
Plays his Wonderswan every fucking episode.
Parrot is the genius gamer P.
I'm sure MP, I get it.
Yeah, because his name starts with a P.
L-M...
What?
N-O-P.
What?
Get it?
No.
Wow, your brain is so small you can't even follow simple logic.
Because it's they come in that order in the alphabet? I'm legit confused at where you're going with this.
M-P... A great big B...
M-P-B?
I'm just saying gibberish and seeing how okay. upset you get about.
you were trying to catch me and make me go, oh, I get it. Yes, of course. And then,
dude, that would have been the shit if no. you actually were like, oh, all right, I get it. What would have been even better is if you said, yeah, I get it. Here's this actual theory that makes perfect sense that I got out of that. And I'd be like, yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I was meant to reference that, yes.
You can call that the Jeff theory from now on, since I made it up.
That said, I'm really, really excited to see where the show's going. I'm interested in Hot Topic Girl. I'm interested in Emu. Emu, obviously, there's one thing that they highlight in this episode that has me really interested, and that's they flash back to when Kiri is dying, and he says, remember, Emu, as long as you keep your smile, you're still you, which really makes me think Emu's a bugster or something, or not a human in some way, or like, yeah. The real Emu died 16 years ago and this one's
what
a replacement.
What if the real Emu is Parrot?
What if the real Emu is Dan?
What if the real Emu was Kiria, and now he's fucking dead?
What if the real
Emu was inside of our heart all along?
Oh my god, what if the real Emu was a ghost?
What if the real Emu got killed on his 18th birthday?
And he had to defeat the Ganmas. Someone tweeted at us...
Was it his 17th? I don't get it.
It was his 18th. Someone tweeted at us the... You know, at the beginning of every single ghost episode, he says, hey, I'm Kamen Rider Ghost, I got killed, etc.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted that at us in Japanese, like the English letters, but like with the Japanese Romanji.
Yeah.
And I heard it in my head instantly, like even though it just looked like gibberish to me, but like reading it out, I was like, oh my god, I know what this is. Fuck
that's
me.
That's a part of your fucking brain forever, dude.
I heard it 51 times. It's no good. It's no good.
We still get a message once in a blue moon about how Ghost is good and we're idiots.
No, that show was a nightmare. There was a nightmare become real.
Well, nobody ever said the majority of people weren't huge fucking idiots.
That's true. So,
this episode of X-Aid highlights one of my favorite things about X-Aid thus far, is that even as it's throwing form after form after form after form at us, it never feels like it's excessive because the storyline is engaging and the characters are engaging.
Yeah, like I said, form, whether there's a shitload of forms or no forms at all, as long as it doesn't negatively impact the story, that's fine. I'll deal with it. And I like if there's like a... The only thing I like is if you're going to throw an upgrade, have some sort of character development attached to it. And it seems like they're doing that with this one, kind of.
Yeah.
An interesting one. So that's cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I remember when I first saw Double X in a scan like a month ago. And I thought, well, what the fuck? He's going to split into two people? That's going to be weird. And the showrunners also probably all thought the same thing, because it's apparently a big chunk of the next episode is him dealing with being two people when he's in that form and being all confused.
Which is gonna be great.
It's gonna be funny. We got comedy up in this show.
It's the Super Mario Brothers form.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's also straight up like any old school co-op game where you're playing as player one and player two and they're color coded.
River City Ransom, yeah. Double Dragon.
Contra.
You know.
All the greats.
It was a great episode. I kind of missed X-Aid. I sat down, I don't know what it was, but being away from it for a couple weeks, I sat down not remembering how much I liked the show, and I was like, wow, it was pretty fucking good at the end. I was like, oh yeah, it's a good show.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Kamen Rider's good now.
It's been hammered into my brain so heavily that this show sucks.
I will admit that I felt that way as well, but that's because I watched another show before it that let me down pretty heavily.
What do you mean, ghost?
No.
Oh.
This week.
Oh, you know what? We'll talk about that in just a little bit.
We will talk about that. Why don't we get into a little bit of news?
Yes. Okay, so a couple things this week. A set photo has been brought to my attention. It's okay, there's a level 1 suit being built, an exit level 1 suit, and right behind him is fucking Kamen Rider Amazon Omega. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
They're trying to fold in Amazons into the regular series, and it just won't fit.
I'm afraid. I'm scared. I've been hugging my teddy bear for 3 hours now. It's not working. The scan's still there.
Interestingly enough, Kamen Rider Amazon Alpha and Omega were also in Rider Generation.
Yeah, they don't... That's fine. A video game is fine. But yeah. I feel like they don't fit. Like, there's a reason why they aired separately alongside Ghosts. They were totally out of the norm. It wasn't super toyetic. It didn't have a little tie-in episode with the other shows. It's its own thing. It's completely its own thing. And if you start throwing them in superhero time, as long as it's just them standing around in the background and maybe being in a fight, that's fine. But if they actually...
I don't want that.
Really?
I don't want them to have anything to do with the mainline Rider series.
I mean, in a perfect world, they wouldn't. But if they're gonna do it, I'd rather they have zero...
It's like Shin being there, though. Like, Shin being in the lineup is weird as fuck.
Shin being in there is an absolute delight. But Amazon Alpha and Omega being in there is not that great. As long as they don't speak or have any effect on the plot, that's okay. I can live.
Man. You know they're gonna use him exactly like they use Amazon and just have him show up and yell and attack shit.
Yeah, it's okay.
Why does Toei have to be this way? Why does the world have to operate in this manner?
What it should be, here's how it should be, is they fight, right? There's a fight, and then the bad guy's defeated, and everyone's like, yeah, that was awesome, great, and then a spider Amazon pounces on Wizard and starts devouring his entrails, and Amazon Alpha and Omega fight over whether they should allow him to eat Wizard or not, and that would be a great crossover movie.
We'd never have to deal with Wizard again.
Yeah,
so.
I guess. Yeah,
they should attack Ghost if they're gonna attack anyone.
Well, I was gonna say Emma, but he's a Bugster, and I was gonna say Ghost, but he's a Ghost. So
they, he's I just, not a Ghost anymore.
Fuck you! He's a Ghost in the crossovers.
You're an idiot. Crossover. You're an idiot every day.
I was gonna say only in the crossovers, though. I'm normally a real smart guy.
I'd like to see any of that.
Okay.
What else happened in the news?
Well, you showed me something this week, Jeff. You want to talk about that?
No.
Okay, well, Jeff showed me something. my good friend Jeff showed me some scans of Gashats, like Legend Rider Gashats from Kugan a Decade. And they have really funny names. They follow the same formula as the post-decade ones that we've already seen, the Gaim and the Drive and all that. And they all have like names of made-up video games based on the Riders. My favorite one is Moshi Moshi Fies.
Which is the best one, by far.
There's also Adventure Guy Kuga, Agito of the Sun.
I do love Adventure Guy Kuga a lot, though.
They're just all an absolute delight. And you can see them in the blog post. They got pictures of them, and there's even a picture of the form that Decade turns into, like, or that X8 turns into when he uses Decade form.
It's like a Ganbarizing image, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely a CG model. It's definitely
but
Ganbarizing.
It looks terrible.
I like the look of it. I like the look of it.
I like the look of everything except the little visor just sitting over top of Decade's regular helmet.
That's the only problem I have with almost every X8 suit is the eyes. The visor is just stuck onto the helmet instead of just... If they just squish the eyes down into the visor... But they don't do it with any of the X8 thing.
If they just cut the eyes off at the top and had like a different type of helmet, it would look fine. It would look really good, actually.
Yeah, well.
It would look better than Decade.
I like Decade's suit.
I think Decade's suit, it's not a Rider suit that I would show to anyone to get them into Kamen Rider. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think it's a good suit. It's just pink.
Well, I think you have bad taste. I like the color.
Yeah.
I just don't like the design.
I like the design. I like the whole vertical strips coming off of his head.
I think it looks like shit.
I think you look like shit. How about that, huh?
That might be true, but it doesn't change the way Decade looks, does it?
Okay. Well, check that out. That link's going to be in the blog post, and you can look at it. It's got photos of all the other Legend Rider ones that you've already seen for Gaiman, Drive, and Wizard in them. But look at them anyway. I don't know. You might want to relive the memory.
It doesn't have that.
Yeah, right down at the bottom below Decade, there's little photos of those.
Oh,
you can scroll so far that you never think to scroll that far.
It does. I only scroll halfway down a page, and then I'm like, fuck it.
If the good shit isn't there, fuck you. Yeah, I'm leaving. I think I'm going to get a gamer driver. I'm scared.
Dude, I want a gamer driver.
I have some money saved.
Really
bad. I'm going to blow it on Japanese toys. I don't know.
One of these days, you're going to be an old man, and you're going to be like, time to dip into my savings so that I can retire.
And I'm going to reach into my savings pot, and it's going to be nothing but gachets and lock seeds. I'm going to go, no!
Just die.
Oh, by that time, I could probably sell them on Cyber Android Uplink eBay for 6,000 credits each, though. So,
I like that we all think our future is going to be like that, but you're still going to just be using loonies and toonies.
On Space eBay.
Is there any more news, or is that it?
No, that's
really?
It, man. That's it.
Shit,
nothing else happened.
Fucked it.
I'm sorry. I really screwed the pooch.
Wow.
I couldn't
believe it.
I couldn't cross the Japanese border this time because I brought too many gishats with me, so they booted me out. I couldn't gather any news.
You can only shove so many gishats up your beehole, I know.
Yeah, it's true. One or two. It turns out three is my limit.
We've all lived it, you know. But why don't we talk about this week's episode of Animal Sentai Juoju, which I believe was episode, like...
44, I think?
44, yeah.
Alright, in this week's episode of Juoju, nothing happened. Alright, emails.
In this week's episode of Juoju, it was a fucking, like, Friends clip show.
It was a clip show segment! In episode 44!
Did they really have nothing they could have put in this episode?
It could be...
Sentai does this a lot. I will say that.
What, bad clip shows right at the end?
Yes.
It could be just an episode to save money. A lot of TV series will do that when they're like, budget's kind of tight, let's just make a really cheap episode. Could be that.
Yeah, sitcoms do that.
Yeah. I hear Star Trek did it, the original series did it, where they'd have whole episodes that took place just aboard the ship.
Oh, yeah. Well, Star Trek was made for, like... There's a quote by William Shatner. He said Star Trek was made on a $17 budget, and somebody made a dollar off of it. So they took every shortcut they could possibly take.
Yeah.
Still amazing.
And Tokusatsu, Toei's Tokusatsu show, is likewise made on $17 budget. So I guess I wouldn't be surprised if it was a clip show. There is a little bit of plot advancement in this episode. You learn a little
That's
bit
true.
About Azald, and Bard runs around, and Larry and them. But it's mostly just Bard asking questions and not getting many answers about why Azald is able to eat up Juo cubes, and Azald asking questions and not really getting any answers about why he's able to eat up Juo cubes, and why he is the way he is.
This has, like, nothing to do specifically with this episode, but I have to reiterate my point that I really wish Bard had his own suit.
Well, he does, Jeff. It's orange.
It's so underwhelming.
I know. It was a bad reveal.
Yeah.
Because he's so cool. I love Bard. But
he's
just
got an amazing design
yeah.
as himself. But as Juo Bird, he's so shitty. He's so shitty.
The orange does not look that great on that Juo Eagle outfit.
It doesn't. And, like, honestly, if it wasn't orange and blue, if it was, like, orange and black, it'd probably look better.
Blue and orange! Just like in X-Aid. What's happening?
It's teal and orange in X-Aid.
Well, it's close enough, dude.
Whatever.
It's dangerously close.
Sure. But, I just wish that he had his own suit. It's such a shame.
It's just, I guess it's just budgetary constraints. They can't give him, if he's just
like,
going to be around
the end of
the show.
Like, they couldn't have just given him a different, like, symbol and like, a different helmet? That
nope.
wouldn't have been, that wouldn't have been too difficult?
Nope. Bird. Eagle.
Dude, you know what they could have done? Give him, like, fucking Barai's golden chest shield and arm bits. That's it. You're done.
Just not like that. No, just literally go back into
give
the prop
him the actual ones
for Juojur. Yeah. I don't think anyone would complain about that.
No. I mean, they've done that before. King Ranger has a gold, like, chest piece and arm aim, like, bracelet things.
Yeah, from O-Ranger, was that?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just a different design. Well, just do that.
Well, fuck you.
That would have been awesome.
I guess, like I said, budgetary constraints. They didn't want to put effort into a suit that was not going to be used that much.
Couldn't make a fucking vest? Come on. Give him a cape or something.
That'd be weird, a Super Sentai character with a cape.
Dude, well, Magiranger have capes.
Oh yeah, they have the little capes, yeah.
Yeah, and the Sixth Ranger and Magiranger has a cape.
But they all have little capes though, don't they?
He has a big cape.
Oh, a real cape.
Yeah.
A real wizard cape.
But like, give him, like, put him in like the mysterious Japanese character cape. That's like the cloak around the shoulders with the hood down
the
tattered
collar.
Yeah, like the tattered tan cloak.
I'd be down with that.
That'd be boss as fuck. But no, he's Orange Juo Eagle.
That's a shame. As much of a shitty tease as this episode was, it made me terribly excited for the next episode.
Yeah,
because we're gonna
the next
resolve
episode looks like shit's gonna go nuts with Azold.
Yeah, I don't care about that shit, but I do care about them resolving the plot between Yamato and his dad.
Oh, I care more about what's up with Azold.
Azold can suck a dick.
About tired of this plot line. I guess I've watched more tokusatsu than you, so I've run into the dad wasn't there when mom died, so I hate him plot line.
Has that been used before?
It was in Ghost!
Yeah, but one episode at the very end.
Well, it's usually one-off episodes.
Who gives a shit?
It's not, like, horribly cliche or anything. It's just I'm not as excited about it as you are because I've seen it before.
That's a shame.
I'm sure they'll handle it better.
Much better than Ghost, yeah.
I'm actually sad that Mario doesn't actually become Juo Human. I know he wasn't going to, but I wanted him to actually be Juo Human.
That's a shame. I like Joke Rangers when Sentai does them occasionally. Like,
yeah.
Shinken Brown and them.
That's what he was.
A Barry Pink.
But, like, wouldn't it have been amazing, though, if he had, like, his helmet had his hair built into it?
Oh my god.
And it had, like, a little human mouth, like Jew Ranger?
You're a genius.
Wouldn't that have been amazing?
It would have been a big yawning mouth that was the visor that you went through.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's fun.
It's fun.
He was pink. He was Juo Pink, the only color that's missing.
That was, I guess, the highlight of the whole episode because fucking nothing else happens.
Yeah,
when
everybody
was
really apologetic.
It starts up, and they start showing the clips, and I was like, okay, X-A did this. We'll just get through this in a couple minutes and then get to the real episode, and then it kept going.
I was like, really?
Wait.
For real? This is a clip show?
I mean, I know Sentai is intended for slightly younger audiences, but do they really need the entire show recapped to them at this point?
Gotta save them yens.
The best recap episode I've ever seen is in Avatar The Last Airbender. At the very end of the show, they go and see a shitty garbage theater troupe has made a play based on their adventures.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
And that's your recap at the end. And it's like a little like terribly produced comedy thing. That's a good way to do a recap. You can work it in like that. I didn't like this recap.
You have to work it in some way that makes it still entertaining.
Yeah.
And fresh. Instead of just showing clips and having somebody talk over it.
Yeah. Oh, I remember Kuga had a fucking awful one.
Yeah.
I love Kuga, but God, there was an awful clip show. Or is this the narrator being like, this is Kuga, and he fights for everyone's smiles. Then it shows a bunch of clips you've already seen of Kuga, and I'm like, okay, well.
Could you imagine waiting for a week and having that episode come on?
As you're a little child, you get to watch an hour of TV every week, and you take half of it to watch Kuga, and this is what you get.
What kind of, like, fucked up parents are like, 1 hour of TV a week?
I don't know. In Japan, it's a different world over there.
I don't know what Japan's like at all.
Yeah, don't pretend like you know.
They could dress their children up in business suits and send them to work, for all I know.
If you're not a CFO by 20, you're a failure.
Yeah. like 10-year-old salarymen out there working hard for the family.
Overworked and drinking on the weekends.
This episode's going to be dangerously short.
Yeah, because we barely have any news, and Georgia, we're struggling through this Georgia segment. Like, oh god, what jokes can we make?
There's nothing. It was like, it was a purposeless episode.
Yeah, it was an episode to fill a week so they could save some money.
Let's go back and talk about Xaid for a minute.
Again. What do you want to say about Xaid?
What do you think, now that we've seen a little bit of Mighty Action Brothers in action, what do you think of the suits?
Honestly, I always liked the suits. I liked the look of them right from when they started. They're Xaid cool. They're very Xaid cool. Like Xaid's got this aesthetic. It's where all the suits are so loud and the colors are so neon and highlighter looking. And Mighty Brothers X is very Xaid cool in that sense. But I do, like I said before, I fucking love the giant head on the shoulder that combines together between the two of them. I like the hairstyles and that each one has half of a hairstyle. And it looks even better in motion than it did on paper, like most Toku suits. What about you?
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, you liked it too?
I loved it a lot. It's Xaid cool. It's just like you said. It has all the markers of being Xaid cool.
Yeah.
I still maintain that the orange is cooler looking of the two of them. Something about being louder, brighter in an Xaid design is cooler brighter. To me.
Yeah, it is brighter. I like the teal one. I like a nice teal. Reminds me of the water.
The teal one's fairly similar to Xaid's normal suit, I think. And I guess because it has like the matte finish on the bodysuit, and the orange one seems to have a shinier finish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if there's going to be any actual difference between how they function.
I don't know. It's probably going to be like a player one, player two thing, where they both have the same abilities.
That's the most obvious thing.
And I ask this because somebody wrote in and said that the two best suits in Xaid that are real cool and not Xaid cool are Dangerous Zombie,
yes,
Genom, and Mighty Action Brothers.
I don't know about Mighty Action Brothers.
Mighty Action Brothers is Xaid cool.
It's a good suit,
I love it,
but it's...
But it's...
It's Xaid cool.
I wouldn't show it to a normie.
It's...
But I would show Genom level 10.
I remember when I showed my friend, my non-Toku friend who was interested in Xaid, I showed him Xaid, and we were watching the second episode with Brave, and obviously he didn't like level 1.
Obviously.
He thought it looked silly, and you know, he's right. But when Brave went to level 2 and stepped through that door, he said out loud, he's like, whoa, he looks cool as shit now.
Yeah.
So maybe, I think Brave would be something that I'd show.
Yeah, Brave is one of the cooler designs.
He's awesome. His whole, like, he's got that thing on his helmet, like that helmet thing on the top of his head. What
man,
do you call
I used
that?
I don't know what that was called. I think it's called, I think it's called, like, a helmet crest.
Helmet crest? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But his design is legitimately cool. It's not Xaid cool.
Yeah, it's a bit of a gaudy color scheme, but the actual design is amazing.
Yeah. The other suits are all Xaid cool.
All Xaid cool. I love them.
Except Genom level X, or
yeah,
level 10.
Absolutely. Oh my god.
Which is the sweetest suit in the whole series. And probably all of Ghost as well.
Yeah, let's just throw Ghost in there, too.
Although I still love Spectre.
Spectre's
suit.
Suit's cool. Nobunaga's really cool.
The character didn't do jack shit, and now he's like an edgelord for no reason.
Spectre, yeah, he's an edgelord for no reason now.
Yeah. Like, nothing in the series should have made him into that type of character, but there he is.
He should have been a perfectly agreeable dude after that first arc with him, but no.
No, he just decided after the series was over that he's tortured.
What are you tortured about, Spectre? Shut up.
You can't fuck my sister.
It's illegal for incest. I can't do it.
I mean, Ghosts and my dad.
Oh, my dad left me. And then the next week he's forgotten about it. Because he resolved it, because while off-screen, they went to the dimension where his dad went and died?
And his dad was like, I left you because I had to go to this dimension for ghost stuff.
I went...
And I didn't watch the movie, so I don't know.
There was ghosts going on, and there was like an upside down pyramid, I think, and his dad was there, and then probably he died.
Probably. He probably went back in time and killed Takeru's dad first, because there has to be like 30 different ways that motherfucker got killed.
They changed the past a third time, which
I
then
care.
Ruined the future.
Still to this day, I think that what's his face? Who was the villain? What was his name?
Leonardo da Vinci?
No, not the real villain. The one who lied and said he killed Takeru's dad.
Oh.
The, like, final villain.
Ah, oh, fuck.
What
I
the
can't
fuck
remember
was
any.
His name?
I've been drinking a lot since Ghost.
Adele.
I wipe it out of my brain. Adele, yeah.
I know that because of the singer. But. Adele, to this day, I feel like Adele just lied. It was like, yeah, I killed your dad. And Ghost was like a tiny baby child at the time, so he's like, maybe he did. But Leonardo da Vinci is the one who actually killed him.
Yeah, there's a false
flashback. We saw it.
Flashback.
We saw it happen.
Yeah, there's a false flashback in the last episode of Ghost that shows Adele killing him. That's not right.
No. We saw this shit happen.
Unreliable narrator.
Unreliable fucking writers. All right, we've killed enough time.
Yeah, what time is it? What are we at?
It's 40, time for some emails.
We're past 40, let's do it.
Our first email is from Zolgheim, who is now the most written-in person in history for any podcast.
Quick note, everyone try and beat Zolgheim, send us in some emails. There's a new challenge.
Thank you for writing again, Zolgheim.
The winner will win nothing.
So, RCR. Bit different email from usual, with Liam finally deciding to go on and watch Blade, and me not watching anything at the moment other than X8 after finishing Ryuki last year. What do you hack frauds suggest me to see next? I was originally going for Fi, since it's the next one in the order. Decided to go back and watch early Heisei from Kuga onward and see all of post-decade minus Wizard, Kabuto, and Black. But, it's Fi's. Not sure if I'm ready for that anymore. Blade and Black RX are sitting in my HD, by the way. And there's a little asterisk next to Hack Frauds. And he noted at the bottom, with all those jokes you've stolen from RLM, I might as well call you Hack Frauds from now on.
Yeah, go for it.
What do you think? He has seen all of post-decade minus Wizard. And he has not seen Kabuto and Black. I think he has seen Kabuto and Black, yes.
Okay, because I was going to say, see Kabuto and Black, I would say... I haven't even seen...
So far, he's seen Kuga, Ryuki, Kabuto, Black, all of post-decade minus Wizard.
Watch Agito.
Agito.
I want to say Fi's.
I think he's seen Agito as well.
Okay, I haven't seen Fi's, but... Go watch that and report, because I wanted to watch Fies. Fies was like, it was that or Blade that I was really grappling with, and I want to watch it.
If you already have Blade on your HD, just watch it.
That's true. If you already got a download, just shotgun that shit. Yeah. Some people do that in a week.
I would say that you could watch it alongside Liam, but he's not going to be finished until the turn of the next century, so...
I have Netflix now. I live with someone who has a Netflix login for the first time in a long time, and marathoning shows is a lot easier when you're lying on a couch and the next episode just plays automatically.
That's true.
I'm watching a show and it just guns through that shit, and I'm like, it's six episodes.
What show are you watching?
I'm rewatching The Office.
Well, that's a good show. Okay. Why did you say that so dejectedly?
I mean, it's so, like... If there's a spectrum of TV, Tokusatsu, Kamen Rider is on one side, and The Office is all the way on the other side.
That's pretty true.
It could not be more different. They're both live action. That's the only thing they have in common.
Yeah, that's pretty true. I've seen all of the episodes of I got to the last season or so, and I couldn't watch it anymore.
You've shot way past the good ones, yeah.
Yeah, I got to the last season, and I was like, alright, I hate my life now. I think I'm going to cut this.
But it's like, when you're watching... On a computer chair, it's easier to get distracted, but if you're reclined on a couch watching on a TV, you're like, whoa, I just watched 8 episodes in one sitting. Well, fuck, that's what all those normies are always talking about when they're talking about Netflix. I see now. I understand.
Unironically using the term normies. Yeah, you're right, though. If I'm watching through a series, I get distracted because the entirety of human knowledge is at my fingertips.
It's just waiting right behind that window, yeah.
And if the show has a lull or something, I find myself not watching it for, how long has it been since I stopped watching O's? 9 months.
9 months.
I'm lying. I don't know how long it's been. my vote's for Blade.
Yeah, Blade or Fize.
Well, you're certainly helping him choose.
Look, okay, just toss up a coin, alright? I'm gonna decide for you right now.
Okay, heads, Blade, tails, Fize.
Fize. Toss it up and report back.
This toss is the coin, Liam.
What?
Toss the coin.
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, do it right now. All choose right. choose for our pal Zolgheim.
Alright, just for Canada novelty, I'm gonna use a loony here. Alright.
Okay.
So heads, one more time. Heads, Blade, tails, Fize, is that it?
Yes, okay. Go for it.
Blade. Watch Blade.
Blade it is, baby. Lady Lux on my side tonight.
This is how we choose what shows we're going to watch next.
We've never watched the same secondary show at once. That's so true.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe I should put Blade aside and we should do that.
Maybe. I don't know what series it would be, though. You know what? All right.
Really?
We'll watch Fize together.
Okay, let's do it.
You heard it here first, folks. We're going to watch Fize and we'll report back to you.
We'll talk a little about it on the podcast, yeah.
Especially on days like this where there's a fucking goddamn
black
clip show. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Toei.
Of course, if Q Ranger turns out to be a pile of shit, we'll just replace it with the Fize portion of the podcast.
Yeah, we might have to.
Our next and final email.
Okay.
Is from Jake, who says, "Hey guys."
Hey.
What's up, Jake? Really happy to hear Liam starting Blade. The card motifs are a favorite theme of mine. Dangerous Zombies Genom just seems to keep getting cooler to me the more screen time he gets. Not that Mighty Brothers is a slouch. These two are the best designs in the show so far, in my opinion. Really love the violet colors for his health area.
The violet colors for Zombie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like on his chest. Yeah.
Yeah,
because
it looks like it's like phased out.
I like that when he gets killed, it doesn't matter. He has infinite HP.
What a fucking hacker. questions. One, if you guys already heard it, what do you think about the full version of Excite?
I can't say I have much of a terror. Like, I always
Liam,
think...
Liam, what? You gotta believe.
I gotta believe. When I first heard it, when it first got released before the subs, I thought it was, I cannot believe. I cannot believe.
I gotta believe.
Honestly, I don't usually think differently between the full version and the TV size. It's just a slightly longer version of the same song. There's like an extra segment that sounds a little different, but it's the same song. It's the same with any of the other openings I like Anything Goes and all them. I like them. I like Excite. I like the full version. I like the TV size version. I can't say I have terribly differing feelings on either of them.
I can somewhat agree with that. I love Excite. It's like one of my favorite themes in a while.
Mm.
I prefer the shorter version for some reason. It's got more punch. The way it's edited gives it a lot more punch to me.
Yeah?
Like, it seems like the punch is over when it gets past the first chorus.
Yeah, I can see it's a fast song, yeah.
And I love the full version. I've listened to it almost as much as I've listened to the TV size.
Yeah.
I tend to sort of gravitate in that direction, though, when I really like a theme song to something. I tend to like the TV size version of it more.
Yeah, because it's more succinct.
Question two, which do you prefer, a transformation that just looks cool, or one with a defensive use, like Blade card projections being able to knock back undead?
Oh, I always loved in Kabuto, whenever they called the Zector would always burst out and hit the monster a couple times before it... caught it.
I always loved in Kabuto when they cast off the like pieces hit the monsters.
Yeah.
I think that stuff's cool. I'm like a form should like form should follow function in everything. There should be a reason behind everything.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a dumb hand wavy fake science reason.
Yeah.
There should be a reason behind it, and there should be like a function for everything. And I love it when transformations cause damage to the enemies. It makes sense because, you know, how many times do people ask, you know, why doesn't somebody just attack the Power Rangers when they're doing their stupid roll call?
Yeah.
Well, if the Power Rangers caused an explosion around themselves the whole time they were transforming, that'd make a whole lot more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was the same, there's a couple scenes, in Gaim, there's a good scene when he's being grabbed by a monster, and he changes forms, and when the orange flips up, it knocks the guy back, just like the sheer force of the orange flipping up and flying off of his head knocks the monster off him. I like stuff like that.
I love stuff like that.
It's neat. Like you said, functional transformations is cool.
Thanks for doing the podcast. Helps me get through my stressful work weeks. Looking forward to the next episode as always. Jake.
Good night.
Well, that's it for Rider Club Radio this week. If you'd like to get in contact with us, tell us our opinions are shit, like everybody seems to want to do all the time, you can find us on Twitter at Rider Club Radio.
Jeff's a tad bitter tonight. You can send him an email and tell him to calm his tits, and that's riderclubradio@gmail.com. You can also send us an email about anything you want, really. Ask us a question about Kamen Rider or fucking anything. JoJo or your favorite kind of pancakes or whatever.
What's our favorite video games? What video games would we like to see get made? How many gashats can each of us fit up our b-hole? Any questions you happen to have, just write in and we might answer them on the air. We might toss them right in the fucking dumpster. One or the other.
It depends. I mean, it depends on how much we like you as a person and how attractive you are physically. It depends on what.
Send photographs.
Send a photo. Yeah, always get a headshot in there.
Thanks for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Peace.